Heavy rains over the weekend caused debris flows from the Grizzly Creek burn scar across I-70 and into the Colorado and Roaring Fork Rivers. One mudslide went into No Name Creek above the water intake for Glenwood Springs and partially diverted the creek from its natural path. Turbidity readings at the intake tunnel were up to 2,500 over the weekend. Normal readings are around 2. And one thing led to another. On Saturday, the city asked residents to cut outdoor watering, explained Mayor Jonathan Godis in a press call Sunday.
There was a lot of talk and discussion about how we needed to stop irrigation use. We don't need to be watering our lawns right now so that we can preserve our water capacity for the next 24 to 48 hours for domestic water use. And that message didn't get out well enough.
Some residents continued to water lawns through the night. So early Sunday morning, too early according to some complaints, the city sent alerts to cell phones inside city limits.
That's why this morning at 5:30 a.m. we felt it was really important to get that message out to people, and we're sorry we woke you up. It's a bummer on a Sunday morning, but we wanted to get people out and up before everybody's watering systems went on and drained our capacity further.
Glenwood Springs manager Deb Figueroa said that the recent water infrastructure improvements were effective, but the outdoor restrictions were in place to keep from drawing down water in the city's storage tanks.
We specifically asked for no outdoor water usage because right now we're in our highest water usage, about 4.1 million gallons a day for summer usage. In winter, we use about 1 million gallons a day, and we really need our residents to go back to using 1 million gallons a day, just normal internal usage, short showers, not filling up bathtubs.
She added that the city is not running out of water, but that a reduction of outdoor watering would allow the tanks to refill.
For critical water flows for fighting fires, and also just to ensure we all have water that we need to access for daily activities.
You know, we have 6.1 million gallons of capacity in all of our tanks and in the water treatment facility. So if we don't stop our outside irrigation just for the short time, when honestly we probably don't need it because we've had a lot of rain, we'll burn through that capacity in about a little over a day. But if we take normal precautions, turn off irrigation, and just do the domestic stuff, we'll have enough water for 4 or 5 days. That's why we started this.
Restrictions were increased Sunday to include reduction of indoor water use in homes and businesses. Mayor Godis hoped the restrictions could be lifted Monday, but after the second mudslide closed Glenwood Canyon on Sunday, the restrictions were extended until Wednesday, June 30th. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.